This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Right here with whatever's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype if you want to join us there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and you'll be good to go to call in from that point forward. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we will go to your calls about what you want. Coming up, the hacking attempt, or the, I guess successful hack that resulted in a Netflix series being released. The hackers wanted to get some cold, hard cash out of Netflix, and we'll tell you what their response was. And, of course, this on the, you know, this news sort of in relation to what we talked about last night. Mark, you weren't here for this, but apparently the largest incidence of ransomware has ever has hit the net within the last few days. And
people, I better be careful out there.
People all around the world are getting hit with this ransomware. So
how does one avoid that kind of thing?
Do your updates. I know that it can be a pain in the butt, you know, because the updates just take over the whole computer a lot of the time for, in some cases, an extended period of time. But if you don't do the updates, then you'll never get the necessary security patches that Microsoft or Apple or whoever is releasing, and you'll be in unnecessary jeopardy. So Microsoft has put out updates that address the issue in question, but a lot of people don't update their computers. They, you know, whether it's an industrial kind of application where they just figure, oh, it's working, we don't need to update this. And that's why the National Health Service over in the UK was one of the victims of this particular recent infestation.
So you think it's a problem that I'm running Windows 7?
I believe they're still supporting Windows 7, so as long as you're continuing to install...
If you, if you install the updates on Windows 7, then it'll make you go to Windows 10.
Windows 10?
I stopped the updates because they borked my computer, and it cost me like $200 to get it put back in shape.
I can't answer that question, Mark.
You're not a computer professional, right?
I mean, I'm pretty professional when it comes to computers.
Thank goodness. Otherwise, Free Talk Live wouldn't make it.
I have been paid in my past to do computer work, so technically that would make me a professional. But can I tell you for sure whether or not this vulnerability has been patched on Windows 7? No, I can't tell you that.
Time to switch to Linux.
You know, Linux would solve the problem, and that's why, of course, we had Chris from Think Penguin on last night. Anyway, I just wanted to update folks on that. The virus is still spreading out there, so if you haven't updated your system, you probably should do that. So we can talk more about technology, but, Mark, you've got a story about the Boy Scouts, or more specifically about a girl who wants to be in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, this one's from, I got it from NPR.org. Apparently, there's this young gal named Sydney Ireland. She's 16 years old, or going on 16, and she's from Manhattan, and she's, you know, tagged along with her older brother, who was an Eagle Scout.
They've got Boy Scouts in Manhattan?
Yeah, they do. Okay. They take them out of the city and get them in the country and do things that are probably very, very good for kids that are from Manhattan. And so she tagged along with her older brother. And she really respects what they do. She loves the Boy Scouts and what they do, and she wants to be a Boy Scout. And that's just not part of the gig. They have a, I don't know, something else called a venture or something or other, but she likes the, you know, the camping trips, the hiking, the archery, the ice climbing and knot tying and all that stuff, and she's into it. But and Boy Scouts sort of have this thing that I want to go into just to make sure that they get their fair shake here, because I don't want to seem like I'm, you know, bashing the Boy Scouts. I was a Cub Scout, and I think it was great.
Oh, really?
Venturing.
You never made it to the Boy Scouts, though?
No, I was a Weeblo. It's a pretty unfortunate name for a young boy, yeah.
Now, is the Weeblo different from the Cub Scouts?
The Weeblo is the top Cub Scout. It's the last year of Cub Scouts before you become a Boy Scout. They didn't run a Boy Scout troop at where you know, the church where I was going to do Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
So I would have had to have gone someplace else, and for whatever reason, that just didn't occur.
I see.
You know, fine, we're done. If they would have run one there and had, like, sort of a step program in, we probably would have gone on, and I would have done the whole deal. But Sydney wants to be, specifically, Sydney wants to be an Eagle Scout.
Which is the highest level of Boy Scout.
Boy Scout, right. And she, of course, gets asked on a relatively regular basis, why not just be a Girl Scout? Isn't that the question you ask for yourself?
I've never thought about being a Girl Scout.
Okay. Okay. I think you'd make a fine one. She says, I know that almost everything, I know that almost everything that the Boy Scouts do, I want to do. And if they're identical programs, then why are they separate? Is what her response to that is. The Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are distinct private organizations. There's certainly some overlap, but
they're not quite identical programs, I guess. But
yeah, they're not the same. It's not the same. They are.
Boy Scouts don't sell cookies.
They don't, and they're not even run by the same organization.
That's correct.
I mean, you know, one's called the Girl Scouts, one's called the Boy Scouts. They do the things that they do, and Sydney wants to be, she has that tomboy look.
Does she? Okay.
Yeah, and she wants to be a Boy Scout, and she specifically wants to be an Eagle Scout, and that's that. So I'm not coming down one side or the other on this one. I can see the difficulty that's facing both sides. But I think that there's an extra little thing to throw in here is if Sydney chose to self-identify as a boy and not be a girl, then she could be a Boy Scout.
Did the Boy Scouts decide to allow trans?
Yep. Earlier this year is the claim. So you know, they're moving along. It's 2017. But Sydney doesn't want that. Sydney isn't a boy. Sydney's a girl and wants to and enjoys the Boy Scouts. Best I can tell, Sydney's ordinary in every way, and just wants to be a Boy Scout and be an Eagle Scout. And whereas if she decided that she wanted to self-identify as whatever, then she would be qualified, but she doesn't want to do that. So in some ways, it feels like this, you know, these gals, these bra-burning gals that want to go into the guy's golf club and say, hey, how come we can't be part of this golf club? And to them, I say,
but
there's all
private
kinds of
property.
Yeah, there's all kinds of guys. Well, so is the Boy Scouts.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a private organization.
The Boy Scouts is a private organization, and they should be able to exclude whoever they want to exclude.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to support the exclusion.
That's correct.
There's some exclusion I support. I think that there should be men's clubs. I think there should be women's clubs.
And there could very well be a co-ed camping club, you know, or you know, whatever you call these organizations, co-ed youth.
I'm not sure that I think it's the greatest idea in the world for young Sydney at 16 years old to run off to you know, one of these things with you know, a whole bunch of boys or whatever. But hey, that's her parents' business. It's not my business. So if I had to come up with a solution here, the Boy Scouts has been under fire for years. For, you know, their policies being backwards or whatever it is. And they don't want to be considered that. They want to be relevant and, you know, for kids to participate in. I would say, yes, girl, you can be a Boy Scout. I wouldn't change the name. And the very fact that it's called a Boy Scout will then dissuade the vast majority of young ladies who wish to be called one, if that makes sense.
I mean, as much as I would have enjoyed it as, because I was in the Scouts for a very short period of time, I refused to even, like, memorize their oath. And
I promise
so,
to do my best to do my duty for God and my country to obey the laws of the pack.
Yeah, I would not do that. And so I never even got, like, the Boy Scout badge, like the first badge you're supposed to get when
you
memorize.
So you were in Boy Scouts
that.
With a tan uniform, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, it was the Boy Scouts. I don't think I ever got the uniform. I don't even remember. But regardless, everybody would have loved for a teenage girl to have been in the Boy Scout troop.
Probably the more interesting.
At that point. However, I could see why they wouldn't want that to happen. Right? It would be an incredible distraction. Given that, you know, presuming that most of the boys in the Boy Scouts were not homosexuals, there would likely be a large amount of competition for the attention of the lone female.
And I can see why parents and people would, you know, and Boy Scout leaders and whatever would say, look, that's not what this is about. I will you know, Sydney would rebut, hey, I've been doing this with this troop for years now.
Then what's the problem?
And, well, yeah. She can't earn her badges.
I see.
She can't earn the Eagle Scout badges.
So they're letting her in?
She can do
this. She's just unofficially...
Yeah, she's... Well, that's the thing, is you can go on and do the hikes and all that stuff.
Well, if they're going to let her hang out with them, then I say, why not? Toll-free number here, 855-450, free if you want to weigh in, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, Bitcoin.com recently reported that Bitcoin transactions have the fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. And they've been going up even more since this ad copy was written.
It's true.
Getting pretty bad out there. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover those fees, they'll become virtually unspendable. You can learn more over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue talking about the teenage girl who wants to join the Boy Scouts, there was a piece to that story, Mark, that you neglected to share. And
well, I didn't have all the time. It's right at the end.
It was about how this young lady, according to NPR, has actually successfully joined a troop of the Scouts in Canada.
Come on, does Canada really count?
Well, I'm sure that they can make a campfire just as well as anyone else, Mark. In fact, they probably have to more often, considering how cold it is up there. So, apparently, Canada is one of dozens of countries with co-ed scouting. So, apparently, that's a thing, just not in the United States. In fact, Sydney recently earned the Chief Scouts Award, Canada's highest honor in scouting, so the equivalent, basically, of the Eagle Scout in Canada, and has the badge and letter of congratulations from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to show for it.
That's pretty impressive. But she wants to be
an Eagle Scout in the Boy Scouts.
She's from the United States, and she wants to be an Eagle Scout in the United States.
Yeah, and you said that apparently she is also allowed to kind of hang out with a particular scout troop,
yep,
go on their camping trips. And
yep, archery events and the whole deal.
So I don't see what the problem is. I mean, if she's been – because, like, the first objection is going to be whatever level of hormones that these teenagers have and the competition for the one lone female in the whole group being very distracting to the rest of the troop. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why she shouldn't be allowed, and I would understand why if she were told no, I would understand that. But if she's been being allowed and everything's been okay and there hasn't been, you know, fights amongst the troop or whatever.
But she would have to be allowed by Scouts, the National Scouts Organization, as opposed to her local Scouts Organization. I'm sure her local Scouts Organization would say, yeah, she's legit. Just give her the Eagle Scout thing. No problem. But now, you know, the fact that she wants to have the badge and the whole deal means that it has to go through National. And National isn't just going to look at Sydney and her situation. It has to look at the country
the
their situation. So,
right. Yeah, maybe the boys in this particular troop are mature enough to be able to handle themselves.
This is the nation that can't handle two types of bathrooms, right? Like it's just
can't
gotten
handle
crazy.
Two types of bathrooms.
Well, apparently that's not enough. There needs to be more bathrooms.
Saying. Okay.
And it's gotten more and more complicated. This apparently, things that weren't complicated when I was a kid are complicated now. And now there's a young lady who wants, for all intents and purposes, looks like a fine young lady. She's not wearing any makeup in here. She's got little stud earrings in.
Uh-huh.
She's bright blue eyes, and, you know, her hair's combed in a reasonable fashion. And she just wants to be an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
I've got her situation, and I feel a great deal of empathy towards that. But, I can totally see how the Scouts, who are constantly bombarded from every side over everything because they decided to put the word boy in their name.
Sure.
And they got the word God in their pledges. Things have changed for them. The world is a different place than it was and whenever the Boy Scouts.
100 years, probably at least 100 years.
It's
got to
be 100 years.
So if you want to join us here, you're welcome to comment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I say if there's no girls allowed, then there should be no girls allowed. You shouldn't just allow them in to, you know, spend time there if you're not going to let them into the organization. That just doesn't – it seems inconsistent to me. But
Canada manages to make the Scouts work there.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, though, Mark, that, you know, this isn't the local scouting organization's deal. Although, of course, if they wanted to bend the rules, what was her first name?
Sydney.
Young lady Sydney? I mean, that sounds like a boy's name.
Just
Sid.
Yeah,
you know?
Sid.
Put the registration in as Sid.
Sydney.
You know, whatever they have to send off to National, if they even have to. I mean, do you think they really have that level of oversight? Like, do they have to send
no,
off?
No, this wouldn't be a problem at all if Sydney decided to self-identify as male. She didn't have to change parts. She doesn't have to do anything. Yeah. She didn't have to cut her hair.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't have to do anything but put an M down on the form instead of an F, right?
I see.
And then everything would be fine.
But what does it look like when you sign up for the Boy Scouts? Does it say,
I don't know,
are you a boy? Check here. Like, how does that work?
I have no idea, but the name Sydney, you'd think that it'd be fine.
Yeah. Just, I mean, if the troops behind it, then they could just paper over this and make it look like she's a boy.
Then there wouldn't be national, international news. There was a Canadian story on this, too. So,
right, I mean, it's too late now.
North American news. Well, I don't even know that it's too late.
Maybe.
Really? I mean, would Scouts, national, the National Scouts Organization, would they know if Sydney, you know, got turned down and then out of Manhattan,
some other kid named Sid
made
shows
Sydney,
up.
Yeah, shows up.
Yep.
Maybe he uses the mom's maiden name or whatever.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, who cares? I mean, this just seems like much ado about nothing, really, to me. It's hard to get, I don't think, maybe there's somebody out there who's upset about this, but so far we got zero people who even want to comment. I mean, it just, there's just nothing upsetting here. There's no, there doesn't really seem to be a real issue. It's like, this is a private organization. They may be a little backwards now compared to, you know, how they fit into society 100 years ago, but sorry, young lady, you can't join the Boy Scouts.
A lot of people want backwards organizations, right? They
yeah.
want something that harkens back to some
to
time
the olden
in the
days.
Past.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if you're... Nobody's... I've never heard of anybody, you know, anybody suing the Revolutionary War reenactors to put on a, you know, male uniform or female uniform or whatever, although there is some historicity to a female artillery gal who was supporting her husband out there, and then he got killed. I can't remember. I think her name was Molly.
What if the reverse happened? What if a young man wanted to join the Girl Scouts? I mean, again, which young male, you know, heterosexual teenage boy wouldn't want to join the Girl Scouts, right?
All of them? I mean, come on.
You don't think so?
It's joining the Girl Scouts is not...
I mean, isn't that tantamount to joining a dance club, you know, where you know there's not going to be any males?
Did you join a dance club?
No, but I wasn't.
Nor did I.
I didn't have the, you know, the drive to seek out women.
When I was in high school that was in the dance club that claimed to be heterosexual, I mean, you know, like things changed a little later in his life, but he dated girls at that time.
Yeah.
You know, that he was constantly badgered the whole time by everybody else.
I see.
I mean, and who gets asked?
Yeah, you wouldn't have to tell anyone you've joined the Girl Scouts.
How are you going to avoid it? They go to the same school as you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The girls would say that so-and-so.
Well, duh.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. Yeah, they can't keep their mouths shut, can they?
It's not how this works. If you've got any stories like this, I'm happy to hear them. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
But what would the Girl Scouts' reaction be to that? I'm just curious. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And I do want to let you know about how to save half off of the MyPillow, which both Mark and I utilize every single night. You can get yours over at MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it's been great for me. I've really enjoyed the last year of being on the MyPillow.
It's hard to listen to media at all and not have heard about MyPillow at this point.
I have to say, I had not heard about it until they sponsored Free Talk
Live. You really don't listen to media very much.
I don't watch TV either, which apparently they're big on television.
Yeah. They, what I think is great about them is they do hold your head and neck in the right position. So if you have a neck pain, if you have headaches, that this could be a solution for you. You can find lots of pillows that will hold your head and neck in the right position. What you can't find is a pillow that will hold your head and neck in the right position, and you can wash.
You can do that.
It's a deal killer, and you know the rest of them, they're just, they pale in comparison. I think this is a great product, and I'm happy to endorse it.
MyPillow.com, use code FTL like Free Talk Live. You'll get yours at half off, and if for whatever reason you don't like it, you can send it back within the first 60 days, and they will send you your money back that you spent. The pillow, by the way, is also guaranteed to last for 10 years, so if you do keep it, you're going to have it for a long time. Go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get the discount as we go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's about a demonstration that I was at today. It wasn't intended to be a demonstration, and there was only one demonstrator there, and that's the one who's calling, talking to you right now.
Okay, it was
a fundraiser walkathon for everybody's good friends, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And that's what they call themselves, is Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They're not all mothers. There's men that join this group, and they're not against drunk driving either. What they do is they promote tough underage drinking laws instead of picking on the real criminals who are the drunk drivers. So, what you're saying is they go after
underage drinking of people that are drinking and not necessarily in vehicles, right?
Correct. Now, okay. What I'm getting at, first of all, before I go on, let me point out, anybody listening around the country who wants to start a demonstration against underage drinking laws, an excellent place to do it. Look up the Mothers Against Drunk Driving website. These walkathons are called Walk Like Mad, Mad with two D's. And
so just to clarify, there's Mad is having a walkathon. You were there to protest the walkathon or protest Mad?
I had a sign that said, "The drinking age is a hate crime."
I like it.
A lot of them don't want to admit that the drinking age is a hate crime against people under 21 instead of busting the ones that drive drunk. The major flaws in their whole line of reasoning is, first of all, people 21 and over, of course, there's a distinction if you're drinking and then don't drive afterwards, and drinking and driving. But people under 21, they refuse to distinguish between drinking and driving, first of all. Secondly, they refuse to acknowledge the fact, not the opinion, the fact that each person is a distinct individual and a distinct transaction, and therefore the crimes committed by these other people decades ago when the drinking age was lower is not an excuse to hire gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests as weapons of unprovoked violence by which to try to intimidate Mr. and Mrs. 20 into abstaining from alcohol. Oh,
and
by the way, a few people...
That people can consume alcohol around the world in many, advanced countries or whatever.
Just over the border in Canada, you can order
19,
alcohol.
I think.
18.
18? There you go.
And not only that, even though you drank it legally in Chartierville, Quebec, and then you walk from there into the state of New Hampshire, you're breaking the law as soon as you set foot on U.S. soil because you are in the state of New Hampshire and you have all this beer in your belly.
You have internal possession, as they call
it. It's ridiculous.
Right?
Now, let me go on to point out, though, that my sign, and some people asked me what it meant, and I got a chance to explain to them, that it is a hate crime when they hire gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate Mr. and Mrs. 20 into abstaining from alcohol instead of going after the drunk drivers.
I'm sure you converted many.
Oh, I don't think so, but...
Did anyone talk to you at the protest?
Oh, yeah, some people talked to me, and I visibly irritated some people, which is always a good thing, and... by the way, Mothers Against Drunk Driving and I go way back. They filed UDRP actions to take my domains, my internet domains away from me.
Really?
And, because, see, they used to have it set up where each chapter would have their own website, their own domain. And they had to change it all so everything goes through the home headquarters domain, because I started registering domain names where if you try to guess what the New York chapter's domain name is, you'd probably guess wrong and visit my website, which exposes the ugly truth about Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And they
What would the website be, like NYCMADD or something like that?
It was... MADDNY.org instead of MADDNewYork.org. People were stumbling on my website and reading the ugly truth about,
successful when they tried to attack your websites?
Yes, they,
Yes,
it was registered in bad faith because I was doing this to hit. So yeah, they definitely had a case.
That was funny.
So what I did, is this case from March 2nd, 2006, where this drunk driver with 11 priors is driving drunk as a skunk and crashes head-on into a car with three teenagers in it. And, the drinking age is going to stop these people from getting killed in drunk driving crashes, why didn't they get him off the road? Because they don't care about
drunk
driving.
Those
Thanks,
teenagers,
Tom. Thanks for the call.
They call that those teenagers, and they sort of wrap them into, you know, alcohol-related deaths or whatever, and then they make it, the numbers then sort of look like those teenagers were killed because they were drinking and driving, when in fact they were hit by some guy with priors.
Right.
And this is sort of, this is how it all gets mixed up, and they lie with statistics. So
yeah, and of course they're pushing for...
By the way, not just MAD or the government that lies with statistics.
Oh, yeah. And of course, MAD is also pushing for lowered BAC limits, right? To go from 0.08 to 0.06,
That's
I
correct.
Believe,
they're
is one of their,
one of their
campaigns. So that way more people who really aren't a danger whatsoever to anyone will start getting arrested. More people will end up being charged with DUI. I mean, because 0.08 is what, two beers is generally sort of the commonly accepted, I guess, concept?
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah.
Either we should just go whole hog and make everybody breathe into a little tube in order to get the car started, like just make that standard issue equipment.
No.
Or, you should stop people when they're a danger on the road. Of like, oh, this person's weaving or whatever,
right.
And then, you know, whatever. The fact is that...
Which is how it goes a lot of the time.
These self-driving cars are going to solve this problem in 5 years.
You think that soon?
I hope so.
I don't know, man. I don't think a lot of people are going to want to jump into a self-driving car. It's going to take some time. You know, I mean, not everybody has a hybrid car, right?
No, but hybrids aren't distinctly better than other automobiles in many
ways. Gas mileage is better, though.
Sure, there's a lot better gas mileage on my hybrid.
You have to pay more up front. How long does it take to pay one of those, like, to sort of pay off the difference?
I would have to look into what it is on a regular Prius. I have the plug-in Prius, and I'm not going to say that that's a great idea as far as financially goes. The battery won't get you very far.
I see.
Even though
more of a novelty.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it is. Yeah, it's to give the Prius drivers a little extra boost of smug.
As though you needed that.
Well, I don't feel smug about having a Prius in any way, shape, or form. I do love getting the great gas mileage out of it, but the electric plug-in aspect is probably wasn't cost-effective.
All right, so whether you want to talk about mothers against drunk driving or being a teenage girl who wants to get into the Boy Scouts, those are two of the topics on the table. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Netflix, the phenomenon. I mean, what is it, 100 million Americans have Netflix or something like that? It's insane.
I don't.
I'll have to pull up the numbers, but it's a lot of people. So what's going on with them and the hackers who tried to extort them within the last couple of weeks? 855-450-FREE. We can talk about all that, and you can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but I do want to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. When you do that, Free Talk Live, if you sign up, we'll get $5 a month from you, or Bitcoin, and we'll put that money into spreading these ideas, the ideas of human liberty and peace, freedom, on as many radio stations as we possibly can. We've got over 160 great stations today. We could have 300. We could have 200. It's possible. We can do that. It just takes money. It takes the ability to effectively market this program to radio stations. And we do an okay job of it so far. I mean, we've gotten this far in the game. We've been at this more than a decade in syndication, and we're the longest-running show in nighttime radio, basically, at this point. And, not the whole night, but in our day part from 7 to 10. Coast to Coast probably beats us in overnights. But we've been around for a long time, so the more, the longer we've been around, the more effective and successful we've been, the longer your $5 goes, the more effective your $5 contribution to us becomes. Because when the AMP program started in 2005, back when we were on, like, I don't know, 5 stations, trying to convince program directors to take the show was a lot harder of a process. Nobody knew who we were. We're the new kids on the block. They didn't know if we were going to disappear tomorrow. So now we don't have that problem to overcome. But we still need your help. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. If you care about the ideas of liberty and freedom, then I challenge you to find a more effective venue in the media for spreading those ideas than Free Talk Live. And if you know of something better, then please let us know, because I'd love to find out who that is. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and AMP-only Facebook group. It's $5 a month with credit card, PayPal, and Bitcoin. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, coming up, Netflix and how they responded to an extortion attempt recently. We've got David on the line first, though, in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to explore that Alex Jones thing before it gets too far in the past.
Are we talking about his case where it was him versus his, I guess, wife, soon-to-be ex-wife?
Yeah, over his kids, custody issues and such. I think it's a good. I think it's a good template to have a discussion. And excuse my voice today. I think it's a good template to have a discussion to help the people who are lucky enough to not be involved in such such fights to understand what those that are going through. And it's also good in that when you speak about your own personal case, it seems like people are bored by that and not really interested. But when it's a famous person, then they pay a little bit more attention.
It does get a little more interesting when it's a famous person, right?
Yeah, exactly. And side note, before I do that, I don't recommend this, but just as a point of interest and a point of it can be a point of confidence to people you can fill in the scenario. But you might remember that I guess it was a half a year ago, I told you that I hadn't made a purchase in like 6 months other than what automatically is purchased on my account every month, you know, with your debit card set up for prepaid billing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, like, yeah.
Yeah, and so I had gone in that instance. I hadn't made a purchase in like 6 months. I hadn't gone to town and resupplied to buy anything, and nothing was delivered. And so shortly after that, I went and got supplies. And now it's been 7 months since I have made a single purchase, and nothing has been delivered. And the only technical purchases are what automatically happens on my debit card account, to pay for this cell phone signal and whatever. And I live off the grid. Nothing is piped in or out, except
for
this.
Impressive. Okay.
What does that have to do with
Alex Jones?
No, that's why I said it as a side note. I'm about to go and get resupplied again, and so I just want. It's a point of confidence to people that you can equip yourself very easily, although it does take a little bit of forethought, so that you can be completely supplied so that you don't need anything from anybody, literally, because I proved it. I did 6 months, and then I did 7 months, and this ain't the first time I've done this.
What does that have to do with child custody? I'm not sure.
It doesn't. I said it was a side note.
All right.
You called about
Alex Jones. Let's talk about that.
Note. Yep.
Okay, Alex Jones. Okay, so and let me ask you. You were familiar with the case. You brought it up on your program. What were the issues there? And this is just as a point of conversation.
The issue that was at least brought up in the media was that Alex Jones, for folks who don't know, he's a talk show host, has made some level of infamy for himself on the internet specifically, but he does have radio stations that carries his show. He does a very conspiracy theory-oriented program, lots of paranoia and anger.
Yeah, there's a certain level of sort of volatility in him.
I like him personally.
He's liable to take his shirt off. I've met him, and
so have I.
You know, he was a meek and gentle man when I met him.
The position that he was taking, or his attorney was taking, was that Alex, the family man, is very different from Alex, the on-air personality. And his wife was trying to say the opposite was true, that Alex, the family man, was Alex, the on-air personality. So that was supposedly something that was to be decided.
Oh, okay, so, and there's many different things, but that's why I asked you, because I wanted to bring up one point of contention. So, I don't propose this to debate you on it, this is just to exemplify things. So, there's a guy who takes his shirt off, and there is a guy who's a famous person that has a radio, TV, whatever, program, and he does all kinds of, whatever it is, however you want to label it as to what he does, everybody knows what it is. So the question would be, in terms of his children, how does that make him unqualified or unfit or unsafe to be in contact for whatever period of time with his own children? That's what I asked.
Well, I don't think that his wife was saying that it was unsafe. I don't believe she was asking for full custody. And thank you for the call, David. I think that she was, as I understood the case, she was asking for partial custody because Alex had full custody.
She was already getting something like $40,000 a month in alimony, is that right?
Yeah, something like that. So she was looking to split the kids with him.
This will probably get her some level of financial
increase.
That's some speculation there. Maybe she just wants her kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it seems interesting that she didn't get them from the get-go.
That is strange, because normally the courts will favor the female.
Well above 75% of the time, they will favor the female.
And in this case, as I understand it, the court did rule in the favor of splitting the kids up between, some of them, they'll spend time at Alex's house, and then they'll spend time with the wife. So she did succeed on that particular request.
Well, I mean, and that's one of the difficulties, right? I mean, I'm sure that if it went down where my wife wanted to get custody of Jack and I didn't give it, and I had it for whatever reason, what a weird world that, in a preliminary situation, she lost custody of my child, that she could definitely go on the air and grab snippets of me saying, different things or getting upset or yelling about something and make it look bad. I've done 15 years worth of radio, in many cases, 7 to 6 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tens of thousands of
hours. Yeah, I'd use the clip where you blew up on the air and did some really dumb crap.
Right. I yelled at you for, whatever, your nonsense. There's no doubt, right? Then that would make it look like, and then I'd have to defend against that. And with a jury, I'd have to say, well, look, everybody gets mad and everybody yells at people.
Yeah, and you'd have to say you don't treat your son that way.
I've yelled at my son. I mean, I dare every one of those people in the jury to say that they've never yelled at their children. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that Alex Jones taking off his shirt is indicative of a bad man. I mean, people take off their shirt all the time.
It's a little weird to do it like in a conversation. I mean, it's real silverback kind of stuff, right?
What's that mean?
A silverback is a male gorilla that beats its chest and that sort of thing. I mean, this is deep.
I was thinking silverfish.
That's silverfish.
Yeah. Gross.
He's showing his virility, and that's what it looks like. To me, I don't know. Why else? He's lost a lot of weight. He looks great. I mean, a lot better than he used to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
He's doing good. Whatever. All the best to Alex.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, and I hope that, I know it's rough. This whole custody thing is awful.
It looks terrible from the
outside. It's the kind of thing you should work out ahead of time. But
breakups don't always go that way for people. Yep. They sometimes go very nasty.
I've come to the conclusion the vast majority of humanity isn't worth, isn't worthy of the title. And I just I don't like them very much. So when you have, a divorce situation going, it just depends on who you're listening to. Is this is the one you side with? So it's sad.
So anyway, you can join us here. You can comment on Alex Jones if you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And according to Wikipedia, I was incorrect. Netflix doesn't have 100 million users in the United States, but they've got almost 100 million worldwide. So 98 million worldwide users. 50 million of those are in the United States. They've got more than a tenth of the U.S. population that is subscribed to their service. Incredibly, it's just an incredible success story. There's more coming up here about how they took on some hackers who are threatening them. We'll explain, and you can share your thoughts here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.